Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hello, Helen Hayes. How are you?
Fine.
I hope you've been able to get outdoors and breathe a little of our nice cool air that we imported especially for you.
No, don't tell me it's really cooler out.
It's really much nicer today.
Thank goodness.
Yes, I know. Everybody's breathing a big, deep sigh of relief. May I tell you why I'm calling?
Yes.
I do two shows here on CBS, one every Saturday afternoon, 1 to 5, and one on Sunday. And sometime during each show, I like to pick up my phone and call an interesting person, and I invite people to suggest who they'd like to have me call. When we found out that you were to be in town with the skin of our teeth, a number of people said, why don't you see if you can get through to Helen Hayes? So here we are.
Well, are we on the air now? No.
Yes, we are. If that's all right with you, yes, we are. It's a little shocking.
Yes, it's rather startling, yes.
So, yes, consider yourself now facing, a million or two Middle Westerners.
The way those people felt when they learned, remember I read in the paper about their phones being tapped?
How do you feel? A little as if your privacy has been invaded, huh?
No, it's a delightful invasion.
Well, I myself have watched you come along. I saw you in Victoria, in Denver, Colorado. And a year or so ago, I took my family to see you and Mrs. Mathing when you were here in Chicago.
Oh, yes.
We loved you all so much. So it's a great pleasure.
What's your family? Children, small children?
Yes, I have five now, three boys and two girls.
Oh, lucky
and,
you.
We brought four of them down to see you and Mrs. Mathing, so we feel as if you're part of our family now.
Did we ruin them?
No, they loved
it. A lot of children got real uppity after seeing that play.
Oh, is that so?
Because that was the theme of the play that parents don't really understand, you know?
Well, we figured it would be a good show for our children to see.
Well, it was in defense of children.
Yes, I thought so, too. May we leave shop for just a moment? I would like to ask about your new house. You were moving to a new home this summer, were you not?
Oh, how extraordinary that I once said on a television show, an interview, that I was planning, and we have the plans all drawn, but as yet we haven't been able to tear ourselves out of the home in which we've been living for 23 years, although we're pretty darn tired of it. It's four stories, it's a great big thing, and we have to keep piling up and down stairs all day. You know, very old-fashioned house. So one of these days we will take courage and we will bid farewell to our old friend and go into a new house, which we even have the ground for it and, as I say, the plans. But it isn't this summer.
It's hard to tear up roots, isn't it?
It's so hard to leave a place where both our children grew up on, you know.
You have a boy now who's turning into quite an actor, have you not?
We hope so. In this one instance, we hope he's quite an actor. I just leave him take up bridge building or something a little more solid.
I can understand that. I talked to Mary Martin the other day on the same subject with her little girl, you know?
Yes.
And we discussed acting, and I asked her a couple questions. And may I ask you the same one? What do you say when your son comes to you and says, Mother, was I good? Did I do a good job? Do you honestly critique him?
Oh, yes. Within my power, I suppose I'm a little prejudiced always. Or then, on the other hand, I might be a little over-anxious about him and therefore over-critical. It's hard to get perfect balance when you're a parent and a doting.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. I assume from what you just said that you would be just as happy if he didn't go into the theater as a profession.
Well, he's going to do a television show on your network later this month.
Oh, that's
and yes, and it's a very fine script, and I'm very enthusiastic about it.
I imagine you'll be sitting at home like a nervous mother, won't you?
No. Oh, I won't. The irony of it is I'll be on the stage playing in this play.
This is a wonderful show. I saw it in 42, I think it was, when Frederick
That's
March
it.
And Florence Eldridge were in it.
And Tallulah Bankhead,
and Tallulah, yes. We enjoyed it very much.
It is. It's a very fine play, I think.
Do you get a good laugh out of the coldest August that's ever been recorded in history business in the show?
Yes, they laugh for most of the time. Now, I must say, on opening night after a short laugh, they groan. But I tell you the line we got a cheer on opening night when Sabina, Mary Martin, looked out the window and said, What's that big white thing coming this way, Mr. Antropus? It's ice, it's ice. And the audience cheered.
I can believe that. Helen Hayes, what to do for personal private pleasure when you're not engaged professionally in a show? Do you knit? Do you sew? Do you read? Inside of the woman?
I'll sound a little like I'm repeating Mary Martin, because we need to have a great many things in common, and we have our hobby, and that is needlework, and that I have with me here, and that I do on my spare moments.
A nice relaxer.
It is. It's fun. And then I love to garden, and my garden in Nyack has been very important. I have a room full of blue, red, and yellow ribbons that I've won at shows.
How nice. How about Mr. MacArthur now? What is he doing at the present time?
That's a day, Saturday. In 3 days, he'll be taking off from England. He went over there, of course. Our whole family together. Halliday, Mary Martin, and her Charlie, Jim, and I. And now Charlie stayed behind. He's finishing a play for me with his collaborator. And they're coming to America on Wednesday.
In the theater, you live with and next to the most interesting people in the world, don't you?
That's right.
Helen Hayes, I know that you have a matinee to do this afternoon, and we will be broadcasting this just about the time you're on stage. We all here in the Midwest love you more than words can say. And I do thank you so much for taking a few minutes from a very busy schedule to stop and talk with us.
Well, we grateful actors love you Middle Westerners right back. The best audience find any.
I've often said that you are the biggest little woman I have ever seen on stage in my life.
Thank
best
you.
Luck to you and to your play. And we'll be watching you with great enthusiasm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Helen Hayes.
Hello.
It's been a real pleasure meeting you. Goodbye.
Bye.